Active on the sunny side with Joyce. You are listening to Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
The sunny side. Hello and good afternoon to you. A beautiful Tuesday afternoon right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday, 21 minutes past 12. And yes, we are on the sunny side. The sun rises here. And yes, it rises on our consciousness, on our humanity, on our knowing, on our knowledge, on our sense and sensibilities, on our truth. It rises on us that we arise with it and maybe to callings higher than our greed, our ambitions, our selfishness causes high and ideals that maybe surmount time. Ideals that transcend time. That I think we don't talk a lot about that. You know, like those types of human ambition or mission that is driven more towards the betterment of all, and so it outlives a person's time. So if you were, say, to live 70, 75, 80 years, your cause would be remembered long after you're gone, something like that. So I'm hoping that the rising of the sun awakens us to better things, better higher truths. Better things better than are here and are now for our tomorrow and are there. Yes, welcome to radio this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And as said yesterday, guaranteed a comeback would be the conversation about why some people hate their mothers, why some children hate their mothers. We're taking this bit by bit. I understand that for some, it's their mothers. So there would come a day where we would do a situation with children. And when I say children, I do not mean, I don't mean, you know, 5, 7, 10, 15-year-olds. I actually mean you as an adult. Yeah, hating your father or your mother. And I'm speaking in that regard. And it's necessary because I think we have the opportunity to learn from our hurts of yesterday and maybe do something about it. And I feel like talking about a situation allows you better insight to understand why something is wrong. It works for me, even to this very day, where I can try to verbalize. Yeah, I try to verbalize the complexities of my head and try to hear myself. And then I realize, okay, that's a little off. What's better than that? And then I replace what's better with that. And I can practically reframe the imaginations of my mind, and then I'll arrive at something clearer and more distinct and less complicated. And then I aim towards how I can further that or make it better. Or sometimes it's just readjusting my stand. Like, okay, I was thinking this thing and I think I have justification for that, but it's complex in my head. Then I articulate it and I realize I'm a little better with the understanding of it. Then I readjust my stand. Just that sometimes. It's like saying you are standing one leg and a half and then you get better understanding than you're on two. And it depends. Sometimes you're lucky enough and you have four legs. It appears you have two eyes. But if you gain deeper understanding, you're not necessarily a man or a woman with two eyes anymore. You're like a human with four eyes, because here you have sight and then you have insight. And God bless you, then you have foresight. Ugh, look at that. Okay, so we'll get into it. And after that first hour, we would go into our divorce series. We want to talk about people already in marriages and why they want to get divorced. Or maybe if they've thought about it, what was a situation that led to it? Learning from experience. And sometimes I hope the experiences you learn from are not necessarily...
And on the dailies today, chiefs of the Nigerian Army's operation.
Thank God President Muhammad Buhari has inaugurated.
With screaming headlines making the rounds in the dailies. It's very easy to forget other Tori Wembe say they affect our life and economy.
NDLEA law record high achievements. The National Club
introducing Lost to the Headlines. A news bulletin highlighting news stories reported was almost forgotten.
The police in Ogun State have arrested two tenants.
Join us Mondays to Fridays at 1 p.m. on 99.3 for stories others forgot to tell you. Aproko work no go kill me last.
Why do you hate your mother? And yes, I was trying to say before that commercial break, that we would have days where, you know, we'll speak on fathers as well, and you can tell your own story and what has made you or led you to have maybe a dislike. Sometimes it's unfortunate that you have hate for your father. So one day at a time, we'll approach the matters of our lives. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And today, the focus is on why you do not like your mother, the events that led to it, and whether you even understand the emotion that might still persist. Here is something that needs to happen. Understanding your emotion. Unfortunately, I feel the society doesn't talk a whole lot about emotion, particularly when we use emotion and, say, for example, masculinity. And it's so sad. It's terribly sad, the narrative that society has given to emotion and masculinity. You know, when you say something like, oh, I'm a man and I can't do that, or I shouldn't do that, or I can't show this. And what happens is you bottle all of that up. And then, because you cannot destroy energy, you can't destroy energy, it finds other outlets. It begins to express itself in various forms. So let's put it this way, that for many of you out there who hate maybe, say, for example, as we have today, your mother, I don't know whether you have considered that that might affect your perspective on life. It could interfere with your perspective about women, and worse, it could tamper with how you even view yourself. So hold on, that's another part of human psychology that we'll get into. For now, we're only just trying to establish the stories on 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. It's a pleasure having you here. Good afternoon to you. Tell me your name. This is radio. Sorry, I lost you. Please make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Hi. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi,
Jay. Hi, baby. Good afternoon.
Oh, so glad to get through.
Glad you're here.
Okay, so...
What's your name?
Let me just... My name is Debbie, calling from Ikeja.
Thank you, Debbie.
All right, very quickly. In my own case, would I say I hate my dad? Anyway, when I got to my 30s, my parents began to put pressure on me to get married. It was so severe. In fact, as I'm speaking with you, I have run away from the house. So the pressure was so much. He blackmailed me with his sisters, with his siblings, that was the cause of his high BP. They gave me an ultimatum to settle down, blah, 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 and all of that. So it affected me psychologically. I wasn't settled in the things I wanted in a man. I was pressured. It was the wedding. I wanted to call off the wedding. But the pressure, so I went ahead. The guy abuses me physically, so now I left the house with 3 months pregnancy, and I just ran away. So, hello?
Where are you?
Where am I? I'm in Lagos.
I know you can't quite tell me your location. So, You ran away from your marriage.
Everybody, my marriage, my siblings, my father, I ran away from everybody. Because my family, they wanted me to go back. And I said, no, I can't go back, even though, yes, I know they're like, it's a shame, disgrace, my dad, society, that's all. I said, no, I can't go back. So right now, I left when I was 3 months pregnant, and I have given birth to the child. I'm on my own right now. I lost my job due to COVID. But no, Alan, I go fry beans, I'll fry, I can fry puff.
I mean, your spirit is so bright and there's so much light in there. But if you don't mind me asking, though, are you honestly sure that this man is the reason for your unhappiness, this man you got married to? Do you think you might have played a role? Because you know how it is where sometimes, and pardon me, I know, hey, when you just hear that, hey, Joyce, you've not heard anything.
Oh, God. I was going suicidal, Joyce. I'll be in the office. I'll be on Google, Googling how to kill your husband with slow poison. I was depressed.
Thank God you came out. At that point, you should come out. Yeah.
I will have poisoned him slowly. I had to go for therapy. It affected me. I was on 25 admissions when I was pregnant.
Really?
You don't even know what...
I don't know. Okay.
My dear, it happened the first time they abused. I said, you know, my left eye punched me 11 times. My parents
hold on, honey. Bring it back. Wait. Did you say he punched you in the eye and then he did it 11 times?
Yes. I wanted to leave at that point. They said, no, stay. You know,
who said no? Sorry.
Pastor.
Who said no?
Our mutual pastor. He said, stay. It's for better for worse. You're looking for the easy way out.
What did the pastor tell him? What did the pastor tell him? When he
I
did
don't
that.
Know what he told him. What he does is he would talk to him privately and talk to me privately. I should kneel down and beg him. You know, as a woman,
who said
you have
so?
To.
Who, God,
my
God.
Pastor, nee. I did. I did all those stupid things, though.
Wait. Sorry, please wait. I'm sorry. Please hold on. I'm so sorry. He asked you to kneel down to beg him?
My dear, did you
do something that humiliating to him that you had to kneel down to beg him?
No, not. He just had a misunderstanding. And then it degenerated to, you know, violence and everything. They said, that means I shouldn't have talked. So I was on my own, like, I don't understand. How won't I talk? I'm a graduate. So, I have brains to think. They said, no. When the second violence happened, I just said, no, man. What will happen? No, I beg. I remember. No.
All right. Why do you not like your parents? I want to link it to your parents. So what is it about your parents that you don't like them for?
Yeah.
Well, you don't hate them, though.
No, I don't. Why I don't like my parents is because instead of them to, you know, how do I put it now, be like a sucker for me to lean on.
Absolutely.
When I walked out.
Absolutely.
When I said I was working the way here, they were bent on me going back.
Wow.
So they were saying, no, I should go back, yeah, stay here, da-da-da-da. So that's why I do not like them.
Okay.
So what I did was I blocked communication with my dad and my mom. And my siblings, everybody, I just no communication with them. So that's why I just don't like them. I mean, your daughter was going through, I could have died. You know, they were more concerned about societal status, my dad's reputation in church, you know, his reputation among the siblings.
Your father would rather have a reputation, a seeming reputation in church than save his child.
My dear, yes.
Okay.
Even at the
Yeah.
But
look,
so
thank you very much for having the courage to leave.
Thank you. Well done.
So take your mind, straighten out yourself, and life picks up where you left it off, hopefully.
Oh, yes, sure.
Thank you very, very much for calling. Thank you.
Right.
We're live streaming, and I'll also be reading your comments off of YouTube. We're live streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. We're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're linking the pathway that has brought you to disliking or, say, hating your parents. We'd like to hear your comment. More like, we'd like to hear your experience as to why you hate your mother. We're taking it one gender at a time, so today's mothers, another day fathers. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome, let's talk. How are you? Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, this is Remy.
Welcome, Remy. Do you hate your mother?
No. Actually, I called because of the last lady called.
I'm so sorry, Remy. Please, I want the people who have the stories to please call. You know, time is really all that we have.
Joyce, hold on. Sorry.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to hang up. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. Please, let's hear people tell their story today. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello,
lady. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
I'm Grace.
Welcome, Grace. We're happy to have you. This is radio. We'll appreciate it if you can speak up a little bit more. Can you do that for us?
Can you hear me now? Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Grace. We're happy to have you. Welcome. Why do you hate your mother?
I don't know. It's tough. My mother, she gave me away. She left me with my mom's sister when I was little. So from there, my mom's sister handed me to another person, which they were looking for a housemaid. So from then to now, I haven't heard from my mom. They haven't called me. They haven't sent anything to me.
How many years is this now?
20 years.
Your mother hasn't spoken to you in 20 years?
It was early, early this year I spoke to her, but I lost her contact, and she hasn't spoken to me since then.
Wait, she has spoken to you this year?
Yes.
Okay, but she hasn't called you since the last time?
I got her number this year from my cousin.
Before you got her number, when was the last time she spoke to you?
No, never.
How old was she when? How old were you when she gave you away?
I was six.
Six? How old were you when your mom's cousin gave you away?
because I think I was 6 when they gave me, but when she gave handed me to my sister, I can't remember. I don't know how old I was then.
So I'm trying to establish the age you were when your mom's cousin or his mom's sister, you say, handed you over to become a maid to somebody.
Yeah.
How old were you? Do you know?
I was six.
So how old were you when your mother gave you away? The first time your mother ever gave you to somebody, how old were you? Do you know?
I don't know if I was 2 or 3. I don't know.
Okay. So you've been a maid for how long? Are you educated? Did you go to school? I mean, you're a peer. You sound educated.
Yes. I'm done with school.
So who's training you at school? Is it the woman to whom you're help for, or
yes.
Oh, she sent you to school?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Is she nice to you? On a scale of 1 to 10, and a scale of 1 to 10, and be just in your measurement. How good is she to you?
She's not that good, but
she's not too bad. For somebody who's not your mother, she's not too bad.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not life-threatening for you. I mean, she sent you to school. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm assuming in the worst-case scenario, she has been able to do for you what your parents haven't done. Is that fair to assume?
Yes, fair.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but you don't hate, for example, you don't hate the madame you're with. You don't hate her. You wish things were better, but you don't hate her. Something like that.
No, I don't hate her.
Okay.
I don't hate her. Just my mother.
Okay, so you don't like your mother because you don't know why she gave you away, and even worse, she hasn't contacted you in for so long now.
Yes, exactly.
How old are you now? Is it okay for me to ask?
Yeah, I'm 24 now.
So wait, since you seem to remember yourself at 6, you had consciousness at 6, yeah? So between 6 and now, how many times has your mom spoken to you?
This year, January, I think.
So from 6 to this year, she didn't speak to you until you called her this year?
Yes, just this year.
Can you, how does that affect you? Psychologically. What does that say to you? What have you learned from that? I mean, that's a terrible question, but yeah, that. I think it's more not what you have learned, but more like how that has influenced you. And that's a very sensitive question to ask, but I'm hoping you can answer it.
Like, I don't know how to say that. Care is not there. The needs are not there.
Sorry, bring it back. I didn't get that.
Like I said, the care is not there. The needs are not there.
Do you intend to go to university? Is there a plan for that? To further your education, learn a skill?
Yeah, I'm done with uni.
Oh, you're actually done with university?
Yes.
Okay, so you actually have an opportunity to further your life in some way. What did you study and what's your plan? I mean, give us an idea. What do you want to become? Something like that. Because you can't quite go back in time, but you could go into the future with something. So what do you hope to become? Are you still hating your mother that you're choosing not to make yourself any better than your mother?
I study mass comm.
Okay.
Mass communication.
Okay. So what do you want to become? Like, have you thought about your passion? What is or what are your passions? And do you understand? Because maybe if you had a dream, it might take your mind off where you're coming from. And maybe eventually you build yourself to a point where you can gain some comfort mentally and then try to reevaluate why your mother did that. It's all right if you.
I'm really trying to, but I can't.
Yeah, sometimes time. Sometimes every time, God.
I think it's the way they treat me. That's the thing.
Yeah. So you hate her or you don't like her? I don't know which is. Yeah, you don't like her, but you don't hate her, or do you just hate her for what she's done to you?
I don't see her.
Oh, you hate her. You don't want to see your mom.
I told a friend of mine, she said I shouldn't go back to where I come from that because I don't know any of them. So I shouldn't go back there.
Is that your decision? Because that's what your friend said, but is that your decision, or do you need time to think about what your plan is going to be?
I think I still need to...
You need time, yeah? Yeah, you need some time. All right, lady. Thank you very much for calling, and I really hope that time serves you well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Find some courage and be strong. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to radio. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, lady. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Could you speak up for us, please? That would be appreciated.
Hello?
Yeah, just...
Hello?
Yeah, could you be more audible? What's your name?
It's Chinoye.
Welcome, Chinoye. We're happy to have you on radio. Do you hate your mother?
Although I don't really know my mom, but my sister, our elder sister, is like the mother to us.
Where's your mom?
My mom died after she gave birth to me, like 6 days.
I mean, so that's a question of death. There's nothing you could do about that. So you don't hate her for dying now, do you?
No, I don't know her. So I cannot really talk about her. So,
oh, that's perfect then. Okay. So how have you grown as a woman? Are you better? Do you feel like there are some things you're not because you didn't have a mother?
It's kind of painful, but when I was with my dad and everything, my dad took care of me as a daughter, you know. When my...
You had a dad, so that's... And he was good.
So my dad said that it's supposed to be like a mother to me. Right?
And your sister has been good to you?
It's kind of far. You know, and I don't see, and normally, I'm supposed to be like a mother to me because he's older than me, like 16 years. He's like a mother, Sam. Everybody in our house, we call her mother. For me, I cannot call her, but I told her one day, there's something that we're talking about.
I mean, she's not your mom. You can't call your elder sister mom. Like, what's in... I mean, you couldn't call her mother. She's not your mom, but is she humane to you? Is she good to you?
I cannot say.
You can't say?
I cannot say. But
what do you mean you can't say? You've lived with her long enough. You nearly called her mother.
I don't live with her.
But do you like her? She raised you to some degree, somehow.
She did not raise me.
So you raised yourself?
She only raised my sister.
But you don't hate her for it, do you?
I won't say I hate her, but I...
You don't like her?
Kind of strong word.
What word?
I don't...
You don't like her?
Yes, even as I'm talking to you now, I'm with my elder sister, with my little elder sister, but I'm out of place, but I have not gone there. I've not seen her. So she knows I'm around. So, yeah, I don't...
You don't have a relationship with her?
Exactly. I don't have a relationship with her. I don't have... I'm trying to... I pray to God to help me. It has been no longer I spoke to her. I don't remember what I was.
So why are you mad at her? Do you even know why you're angry at her? Like, what's the... Why?
Why am I angry? Because the love that she showed to my immediate sister, she didn't show me that kind of love.
But do you understand why she couldn't do that? Maybe she was in a bad marriage. Maybe she was also going through something.
No, not bad. My life on time when we were small. You know? For example, now I do play laws. I do play with guys, you know.
You're a rascal.
I do play like a guy, this and that one. So it's kind of, I got my other sister. That one is playing like a gay. I do play ball. So she doesn't like that kind of life. And I cannot change it because that's who I am.
Okay.
So she's kind of to the extreme. When she got married, she doesn't take me along in her house.
Okay.
She really carried my sister.
Okay.
When my father was alive, my father told her that she's doing, that she's causing hatred. She didn't listen.
Yeah.
And when my father died, I now made up my mind. I don't go to her place. I don't talk to
her. Wow. All right. Thank you.
For how many years now?
How many years do you think it's been?
My father died when I was 16 years old.
And you're a woman now?
I'm a woman now, so it has been...
All right.
I've tried. I don't know what to do. I don't know. This is a new year, so I want it to be...
Think about kindness. Think about love. Think about God and try again.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. Why do you hate your mother? That's what we're talking about. Hopefully you can call in and tell us your story. We'll follow you through the path as to what has made you hate your mother. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. Yeah, thank you. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio.
Who's on that?
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Why do you hate your mother, Mike?
Because my mother left us when we were small.
How many people? How many people did your mom leave behind?
Three boys and a girl.
Three boys and a girl. She left you with your father?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the story? Your father divorced her, or she divorced your dad? Your father was abusive, daddy, cheating?
Not really. My father didn't divorce her, really, but I don't know what transpired between both of them.
We need to know.
Because then we are still young, we are still small.
What did your father tell you?
He said?
What did your father tell you was the reason your mother left?
Well, according to my father, he said he traveled home and she didn't come back to Lagos again to come and take care of us. So that was all he told me.
But do you think that's do you believe all of that? Don't you think that something could have made her walk away from not just her children but her husband?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. We need to know, because I think it's fair that you hear her side of the story. Is she still alive?
Yeah, my mom is still alive, but my dad is late.
Okay. Have you tried? Have you ever thought about finding her and asking her why she did what she did?
Yes.
Yeah, so what happened with that? Did you make a decision about that?
She didn't give me any good response. She didn't give me just the response she was giving to me is not reasonable at all to me. Because according to her, he said my father drove her away and my father people rejected her. So I was, my father never told me that he drove her away. He only told my father that he wants to go to the village to go and take care of some things and come back to Lagos. That you never saw, you never came back again. So that was all. And you're telling me that what got me most angry is that when I wanted to do my traditional wedding, marriage, I went to her. You know, I told her, Mom, I want to, after so many years, this I'm telling her is after so many years, because throughout my primary school, my secondary school, my mother was not there for us. So it was after my secondary school level. And now when I started looking for her, I have to trace her contact. That was after the death of my son. My father died in 2006. So I have to go and trace her. Even when I went to her maternal home, nobody knew her whereabouts. It was only one person that just gave me a clue. So I went to that person to confirm where she's living at Uma here. And somewhere in Arochukwuta and in Uma here. So I have to go there to go and look for her. Because I want to marry. I want her to be there.
So what happened?
When I went there, she didn't bother to go with me. She didn't follow me. She didn't come.
Oh.
I left her. But since then, I've been calling her. I used to communicate with her. But what I'm trying to say is that love, as in mother to a child,
yeah,
I don't have it for her again. You know, I'm just doing it because I call her once in a while to greet her. It's just because of advice people have given to me that I should just let go.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that the grudge is in me against her, because she did so many damage. If she was there for us, I know our life would have been more better than.
So she doesn't. Does she know where you live? Does she know your kids? Does she know your wife? Does she? I mean, those little things. Does she know? Is she in your? So she's not in your life at all.
She's not in my life at all.
Oh, you just call her to say hello, and that's it.
Yes.
Wow.
Because she's married to somebody else.
And then she has children with the other person.
Yeah, she has a girl for that person. A girl.
Okay. Wow, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are due for a break in about less than a minute. We're asking why you hate your mother. And judgment is not the easiest thing that I think should come your way. I think it's okay to just sit back and listen sometimes to people tell your story. You cannot many times you can't thoroughly understand enough to judge a person until you've walked a mile in their shoes. And maybe that's what this is about, that you just sit back and listen. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the lords of logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on the sunny side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
Listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info. 5 more minutes before we touch down 1 p.m. this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon we call Open Thought. Welcome, and we're here open to the thoughts that pretty much are within your emotions, your mentality, your idea, your history, your hurt. We want to hear how you have arrived where you are. Why do you hate your mother? It's a question I'm asking on the sunny side this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Hopefully you make it back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Israel.
Welcome, Israel. Why do you hate your mother?
I don't hate my mother. I don't hate her. But my story is hilarious, I have to tell you.
Okay. Well, can you go ahead? Let's hear you.
Okay, I was 10 years old when my father and my mother had issues, and we were 4. I was the first born. So, during that period, both of them separated. My father went in his own way, my mom went in her own way, and my mom got married to another person. My father, too, got married to another person, and 4 of us were left in the middle. So, what happened is that my father now sent us back to the village while both of them were here in Lagos.
When you say both of them, you say both of them, your father was in Lagos, your mother in Lagos as well?
Yes, and both of them got married to different people.
Oh, and your father shipped you to the village. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and during that period, I was just 10 years old.
Yeah.
I was the one taking care of my siblings.
What were you doing in the village? What did you have to do? Farm?
Farm. I did a lot of things. In fact, I was industrious in the village.
Yeah.
I used to climb palm trees. I used to set traps. I used to cut. In fact, everything that my hand, I have to do just for me and my siblings to survive.
How old were they? You were 10? How old were they then?
The girl following me was 6. The other one was 4. Then the last one was 2.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I lost 2 of my siblings.
In the village?
Because of this, their fight. And we're put in the middle. When one was sick, I called my father. My father said, it's my mother. I called my mother. My mother said, it's my father. That one died. The second one again, I called them. The same thing, they were just shifting it to different. This one would say, it's this one. This one would. That's how I lost 2 of my siblings.
Which one? The 2-year-old and, sorry, who left you?
The 4-year-old and the 2-year-old.
Okay.
I lost them.
Okay.
So it was just I and my younger sister.
Yeah.
So now, something happened. When I was about, I think, 20 years old, because I promised that my younger brother, the last one, that I'm not going to forgive them if anything happened to him. But when I started learning the Bible, I realized that for me to give the service that God requires, I must have to forgive them. You understand?
Yeah.
So So I just have to make peace. I am the one that even went to them, okay, went to my father. Then my father has relocated to the village. My mom was still here in Lagos. And I have to come to this Lagos to make peace with my mom. It took long. Because of my dad, she hated all of us that she gave birth to my dad for.
Yeah.
So I don't know our own problem. If you have problem with your husband, why is the children suffering? But
yeah.
I just tried my best, just to make the long story short. I tried my best to make peace. We were in good time. I was calling her, check on her, sometimes get things. I said, loving up to today, my mom cannot talk to me and look at my eyeball.
Yeah.
Because of what she did to me and my siblings.
But you have forgiven her. You don't hate her.
Yeah, I have forgiven her, but something happened.
Okay.
The child that she had for another person.
Yeah.
So then I was big. I have my...
I'm sorry, you have a few seconds. Pardon me, because I have to go off on a break.
That's what I want to... Yeah, I will make it brief. That person now went and did something wrong. That he went and took money from where he was working to pay for flight for a Yoruba person. And my mom, because of what he did to us, he was hiding it from me. When I finally found out, do you know what she did?
What did she do?
She now asked me to come and contribute money, to bring money to pay for that person's mistake. And when I told her that I don't have money, she said if I don't contribute to that money, that if I leave it for her husband, that I should not call her. She has disowned me. So that's how today I don't talk to her. She don't talk to me. That's just it. But I don't hate her.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Wow.
Okay.
Nigeria Info, welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's 5 minutes past 1 p.m. on Nigeria Info. We're live streaming Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. So please, we'll appreciate if you left us a message or a comment. I'd love to read from you as we hear the human stories as to why some people have found themselves maybe at hatred or at the brink of it. And life can be unfair sometimes. But I wonder whether with this we can hear these stories and understand why we have the issue that we have with, as we have it today, our mothers. This is Nigeria Info 0700-993-993-993. Why do you hate your mum? So we're asking you. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. Sorry I lost you. Hopefully you can make it right back. And 01465-7190. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome to the Sunny Side. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Abiodun.
Welcome, Abiodun. Why do you hate your mom?
So let me quickly digress, please. You need to bring up a topic to ask parents why they treat their kids like that.
We're doing that next week. No, we're doing that.
Oh,
that's
fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, because a lady actually called yesterday and also wanted me to bring up that issue. So we're doing that next week, this time next week. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. So as it is, I've actually disowned my mom. And my dad is dead, so he's lucky. I disowned him, mainly he died.
Wait. Yeah. Why?
Yeah. So... It's really serious. A lot of people that have called on your show because of this, you feel the emotions there. Parents are killing their children emotionally because of this sense of entitlement. I am your mother. You cannot excel because I am your mother. You must do what I say because I am your mother. They don't understand that their children have their own lives. God has put the children in their care to care for them. They are custodians. It's not theirs. Let the children do what they want to do, especially when they have come of age. I'm from a Muslim background. I grew up as a Muslim. And fortunately for me, 99% of my friends were Christians. I didn't pick them. They just came. Even girlfriends were Christians. My mom said she would swear for me if I bring a Christian for her that I want to marry. And my dad took sides. I said, I'm not the one picking. And I told her, you can only advise me. You've been there for how many years? Advise me on what to do. Don't put your foot down and say, this is what you must do. Now, long story short, because of that, after a while, we didn't talk and all that, but when I came back, I told her, let me even do what she said. I've ruined two women's lives just because of that. And when I say ruined, got into married because, okay, Muslim, and it wasn't working. I left. In transitioning to another, to my other life, I met another person, get blessed again. Same Christian. Fights everywhere and all that.
Wait, the second person was a Christian?
Yes, was also a Christian.
Okay, and then what happened?
Now, she has a child for me. She's on her own. Now, I've changed my name. I changed my religion. My mom said she will never call me my new name. I'm now a Christian. I've changed. That's since 2016. And she has said she will never call me my new name. I said, okay, if you're not going to call me my new name, I will never call you again. Because when I call, she will start calling me the old name and all that and all that and all that.
Are you married to this, are you married to this woman who's, well, you say she's on her own, so you're not married to her?
No, I'm not. I'm not married to her.
Do you have a child with your first marriage? With your first wife? How many kids you got there?
One.
And then this other woman with whom you have a child with? One as well?
Yes. And now I'm in another relationship. So the thing is, we don't set out to do these things. But pressure from home just has its way. So, you know, our culture just...
Can I say something? Can I ask you something? Is it possible that you're blaming your mom for something that you failed to do? Because, you see, the reason I'm saying that is, and you have to please allow me ask these questions without necessarily assuming that I'm trying to judge you. You've had the first one. It didn't work out for whatever reason. Then you have a child again with another woman. Was the first woman Muslim?
Yes.
Okay, so let's assume that was your mother's influence, yeah? So the first was a mistake. The second didn't appear to be a correction. Like, even though she was Christian, you didn't quite do right by that opportunity to say, okay, I'm sticking by this one and let hell fall. Something like that. That didn't happen. And here you're somewhere else. We don't even know if this is going to work out. Do you think you're blaming your mom for something you're failing to do?
Okay, so I know I'm bound by time on the show.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have all the information, but... A lot of things have gone on.
You know, if you can spend 2 minutes and give me like a slice of what has gone on, it would help me at least try to understand you. Because I feel sometimes we blame people for our own indecision, our lack of responsibility. And I'm not saying that that's what you have done, but it's probably possible that that's what has happened. Let me give you a scenario. I met a man when I was on Cool FM, a man called the show. Do you have time to hear the story? It's very short.
I'm with you.
Okay. So a man called the show and he told me that he's in love with a woman, but the woman, he's been married to her and the woman doesn't have a child, that they don't have a child in that union. And his family has been disturbing that woman, calling her names and trying to shame her. And that he's been fighting his family over that. That his family brought a wife for him. He fought them, but he couldn't win. So something happened. I think maybe he just felt like satisfying them. He laid with that woman. The woman gave birth to a child for him. His parents told his wife to move out of the house, and he swore that he would rather not have a child than leave that woman. Can you see that? He swore that he would rather leave this life without a child than leave that woman, the one who doesn't have a child in that union, huh? So now the other woman who's outside, who has a child for him, is trying to fight her way in. He called me to tell me that he is willing to take responsibility of the child, but he'll never marry another woman if it's not that woman that doesn't have a child. That's somebody who's willing to die for something. He's made one mistake. He doesn't want to make it two. But I don't know. I don't want to say you've made three already, but you get what I mean. Like at some point, pardon me, you know, at some point you want to say, look, this is what, this, if you want to kill me, I'm dying by this, something like that.
So I just wish parents give their children a free hand. It's their life. It's not the parents' life. Some parents want to see they don't want the children to make the same mistakes they've made and all that and all that. No.
Are you holding yourself accountable? Are you holding yourself accountable? So why didn't the first one work? The second one? You're the third one now. Do you think the third one will work? How bad do you want it to work?
It will work. By God's grace.
Are you married now?
Not yet.
Is she Muslim?
No, definitely not.
It's all right. Okay, so she's Christian. But do you have the conviction that you're willing to defend this with what you have left in you?
Yes. So this person I was supposed to have gotten married to her 14 years ago.
This one you're with you was 14 years ago? You were supposed to marry her 14 years ago?
Yes, it was my mom and my dad.
That didn't let you marry her 14. Give me the gist now, guy. Bring the gist. Uh-huh. Oh, wait, you were supposed to. So you're. Wait, hell. So this one you're with now, you were supposed to have married her 14 years ago, and you've made two mistakes already behind. I mean, you've made two mistakes because you were not with her.
Yes.
So why are you here now? Is this do or die? I mean, this of course, it. Do you love this one now?
Of course.
This year, of course, is weak, man. It sounds like you're not sure.
From the very first time I saw her.
So this is this do or die? Because you have to get to that point, is do or die.
No, so this one is do or die.
Do or die?
If it doesn't work, then I don't know what's happening.
My prayer is with you, do or die, handsome. Good luck with that. Be strong about that. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Yeah. Look, you get to a point as do or die. Believe, like, and maybe you don't even know how strong you are until you get to that do or die point. Like, if we're not doing this, it's death, something like that. Maybe I shouldn't be I shouldn't be the one with the mic, but yeah, I am. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Sorry I lost you. I'm the one with the mic telling you do or die. Welcome. Why do you hate your mom? Good afternoon to you. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Baby, speak up for us, all right? Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you here. What's your name?
I'm just from Colby.
Speak up. No, honey. Do better than that. If I owed you money, your voice would be louder than that.
I'm Joyce from Colby. Do better.
Okay. No, it's not, but let's push it up a little bit. We want to hear your story and hear it clearly. Why do you hate your mom? Your name is Joyce.
Yeah,
and you hate your mom.
I don't hate her. I don't know what to call our relationship. I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent about her, if she lived or if she died. I don't even know which one is worse. I think indifference has a very terrible thing to it.
No, it's not that. Like, I love her, and I know she loves me.
But the devil is in between.
I understand her, but she doesn't understand me. That's the problem. Like,
I'm
from a very Christian background. Like, my mom is very Christian, and I knew from a very even she doesn't allow. Like, she wouldn't allow you. Like,
honey, speak up, speak with some strength and clarity.
Normal hetero relationship. You know all these Christian.
She doesn't like heterosexual relationships.
No, like, she wouldn't even allow that. Talk more of homosexual.
Does she want you to be a nun? Are you homosexual?
I am. That's the thing. I can't come out to her because she won't have it. Like, it's not happening.
You can't blame her for not wanting to have it. I mean, of course, it's not her orientation, so it's a difficult. I mean, that's a stone to swallow, given that she has an orientation.
And that's the thing. Like, I know she loves me. I understand her, but, like, she...
Yeah, it would be difficult for her to understand that.
This has been on me God knows how long.
Oh. How long have you been inverted sexually?
It has been on me because I can't tell her, and it's kind of eating me up. Like, I want to tell her. And then there's so many other things that happened. But because of, I can't tell her this, I can't...
Do you understand she's not Generation X? But what is it? What are you guys now? Generation... Is X or Z? Something like that. Gen Z. Do you understand she's not Gen Z? You get that. So you have to actually allow her have her opinions. And yes, it's difficult. I remember having situations where my father didn't understand it. My mother didn't understand at first, and, you know, she came around. Then my father didn't understand at first, and then he came around. Then those moments were kind of difficult. But do you understand why it's difficult for her to understand why you are the way you are?
I understand. That's why I say I understand her, but she doesn't. I love her.
So both of you don't have even like a conversation. You don't have a cordial relationship? I lost her. So, yeah, viewpoints can actually, yeah, when two people, and it's not just mother, daughter, or mother, father, or father, daughter, or father, son, husband, wife, and brother, sister, and when your positions are different, the friction, and God help you that the light comes in soon enough. Otherwise, that is enough to push you two to far extremes and bring about total discord. Like, sometimes it's really just that, like two people not seeing eye to eye, just that. But we can understand that. Maybe it's because I am in between. I think anybody who's my age can pretty much, I hope, understand that generation and then this new one now. I don't even, what do they call us? Gen X. We're also Gen Z now, what's that? Gen Z. I'm not Gen Z.
Gen Z, but the young ones.
Gen Z, wait, what are you saying?
Gen Z are the young ones.
Wait, let me...
Gen Z are the young ones.
Like young, like 15.
Yeah, the small, small people.
So we're like Gen Y or something like that.
I honestly don't know.
There's one name that they call us.
Check it out.
Oh, yeah, please check where. Yeah, so Gen Z is this rascals that look... I mean, they look... They make madness look cute. So I have a colleague. I told him he makes madness look fashionable. Like, they just... They're crazy like that. Yeah, they're not traditional... yeah, their fashion sense is not necessarily traditional. They're somewhere between sanity and insanity, with good diction and some education. Just some weird mix. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. For 19 minutes past 1 p.m. Why do you hate your mother? Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, can you hear me? This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you here. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, this is Rita Online.
Welcome, Rita. Are you happy with the world to begin with? Your voice doesn't sound like you're happy.
Sorry?
Are you happy?
Lying down.
Are you happy?
I'm lying down.
How would
I'm
you
happy.
Know? Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm happy that you're here. So why do you hate your mom? And maybe I want to even ask you why you're not happy, though. Or why you don't
I'm
know
happy.
If you're happy. Okay, so why do you
I'm
hate
happy.
Your mom? Okay.
Sorry, I don't hate my mom. I don't even know my parents.
Oh.
I grew up as a Muslim.
Oh, what's so, did they give you a story?
No, I'm the last one of the family, and eight in number.
Oh.
Not really, but the little story I was told that my dad loved my mom so much, but when my mom was sick. When my mom died, my dad could not cope.
What type of thing?
The woman that, when my mom was about giving up, she handed me over to my brother, my elder brother. My brother then was married. Then his wife was maltreating me. My brother had to take me down to my auntie. That is my mom's elder sister. I live with her. So she was the person that took care of me like a mother. But along the way, she helped me. I won't say I helped her because she wasn't my mother. For her helping me, I was still sucking when my parents died. So she was the one that took care of me. What I learned from her, she taught me what life is all about in hard way.
Oh,
I grew up like that, and today I'm happy because then I can remember when I have a little understanding with her grandmom, as in her grandchildren. She reacts me with her grandchildren. I should bet I won't be off for 15 years. You will get belly. You will get belly. So it will be like a threat to me. Then I took that stand. And I make a promise to myself that until I got married, no man will ever cross me. And I took that stand. You know what? When I moved down here to Lagos, I'm in Lagos, how our grandchildren were enough to that age, maybe probably 20. They were all of them get belly. So although she died, I was not told. So maybe 5 years or 6 years later, I was told. That is by the way. Then my sister, who's supposed to take care of me, my elder sister. I live with this. My brother is like a father, is like a mother. Is like he was everything. I never missed my mom because of the
Your
love
brother.
I got from my brother.
Mm.
So So I was having a little challenge. I went down, I traveled to Benin to see my elder sister to live. I did not know that I went to live with her. My brother asked me to go there because I have something to do there in hospital to take care of myself. I live with her. It was like hell.
Your blood sister?
My brother sister, my elder sister. The same father, the same mother. It was like hell. No. Being accused several times, stealing her money.
Was she married? Was she married? Hello?
She's married. Okay. I was not married then, but now I am married now. If you ask me that I'm stealing her money, how much? 1 naira. 5 naira.
Were you stealing her money though?
No, she was saying that I was stealing her money.
Yeah, but were you stealing her money?
I wasn't stealing her money. Heaven bear me witness of that. So when she took the issue down to village, my brother was like, no, it's not Rita. He have to call his wife from village to down to Lagos. The wife said no. But the only thing the wife cannot stand for me is that if someone offend me, I want to offend that person back as well.
You're vengeful.
And I will show to you that yes, what you did is wrong. But for stealing, my brother's wife said, no, Rita can't do that. So, you know, that is what love is all about.
Okay, so have you learned to forgive, though? Because you said something about being vengeful. I lost her. I wish you've learned. I don't know whether I would have loved to know that you have learned to forgive, but I didn't have the opportunity to get that answer from you. But yes, I'm grateful that you called in to share that story. 99.3 Nigeria Info, off on a break. We'll be right back on the Sunny Side. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on the Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah, so we're millennials, Generation Y. Yeah. Okay, so I have 2 minutes before I go for a short break. I want to give that to somebody, but I hope your story will fit into 2 minutes. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Tell us your name. What's your name?
Oh, my name is John. I just hear you calling us rascals.
Pardon?
Yes, you're calling Gen Z rascals.
Yeah. Why? Are you offended by that?
Of course.
Why? Living
in our world. This is our world, right?
Sorry?
Yes. Millennials are living in the borrowed world of Gen Z.
Millennials are living in the borrowed world of Gen Z.
Yes.
I said that you people were rascals. You think I'm joking? Of course. I'm sure I said what I said. Are you joking? We're living in your world?
Yes.
The nerve. The audacity. Rascals. I knew it. You rascals. You juveniles. Are you joking? We're living in your world. Well, yeah, so there's one in the studio and she's like, hey, you know. Don't worry. Life and death happens to everybody. Off on a break. We'll be right back. He actually called to tell me that. No respect again. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 26 minutes past 1 p.m. on the Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info.